When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, friends, listeners, community? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Today, I'm going to answer a question from a listener wondering about a new online marketplace. This online marketplace is called Go Imagine. It's a special kind of marketplace that donates profits to charity. It's kind of meant to be like Etsy, I believe, but with profits going to charity. And of course, you can still sell things there. It's just that the platform is donating their profits to charity. Now, this listener is getting attention from her Pinterest pins and wants to know where to direct that traffic. Should she send it to the new marketplace or somewhere classic like Etsy? Now, of course, platforms, social networks, marketplaces, and so on, they come and go all the time. I always try to make this show in a way that is helpful or at least potentially helpful to people, you know, long after the time that it's aired. So you could be listening to this in the future and this marketplace might not exist or some other marketplace or something else has changed. So what is the bigger picture? How do you decide, not just in this specific example, but how do you decide if you have traffic coming to a particular source and you want to send it somewhere else where you're selling a product or selling a service? How do you then make that determination? Like if you only have one link, where do you place that link? What is the best possible scenario for you, et cetera? So in this case, the question is, where should I direct my Pinterest traffic? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, Chris. I'm Kim from Pennsylvania. I discovered the podcast a couple months ago, and I've spent every morning since with you. I look forward to the 15 minutes of motivation on my commute, and I've learned a lot, so thank you. I'm hoping you can help me start today with a little insight. My goal for the new year is to increase traffic to my business through social media. I've chosen to start by focusing on Pinterest, but I'm not sure how to best direct my efforts. I have an established Etsy shop that does well, and I also just began listing my items on a new online marketplace, GoImagine.com. I have high hopes for the new site. I love its concept. It's a caring marketplace that donates its profits to charity. I really think it's going to grow, but it's just not there yet. Since I can only add one URL to each pin, which site would you advise I drive traffic to? Etsy or GoImagine? Or should I split my attention between them? Thank you. I really value your opinion, and I would appreciate your help with this. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Kim. I'm so glad you're out there. I really value your opinion too. But as for mine, in this case, I think it's all Etsy, basically. I think if you want to sell in this situation, make it Etsy. Because I'm not super familiar with this new platform. You know, I too hope it grows, but it's definitely not there yet, as you said. And I don't think it's actually going to grow without a lot of support. Like I was just taking a quick look and like on their Instagram, for example, they have less than 1,000 followers at the time I'm making this episode. Maybe in the future they'll have more, but just by comparison, Etsy has 1.7 million followers. And it all comes down to your goals, of course. Like if your goal is to support this new platform, you really believe in its vision, then maybe that's one thing. But if you're really wondering what is the best thing for you, like what is most effective, most optimal for you, then to me, it seems pretty clear. You go with the established market leader because that's where the people are. And ultimately, that's what matters most. It's, you know, not what is this platform versus that platform. It's where are my people? Like, where are my people hanging out? That's where I need to be if I'm trying to sell something. Now, I do have one other suggestion, though. When it comes to placing links or URLs, and you're like, I can only have one link, you know, do I split the difference? You know, what if it changes over time? Well, I don't think you should split the difference, but one thing that could help is using a custom URL where you can change the destination. So there are lots of services like Bitly, which is a URL shortener. So if you just go to bit.ly, B-I-T.ly, that allows you to put in your webpage. It will give you a custom short link. And then later, if for some reason you actually want to send the traffic somewhere else, you can just adjust that in Bitly. You don't actually have to go back to all of your Pinterest pins. They also allow you to personalize it if you want to pay for the service. But I think without paying, you can still use just a basic version of it. There are other services like that as well. It's just a link shortener, as I said. So consider that. It also gives you some tracking information, which might be helpful over time. So that's my two cents. I do hope the new platform takes off, but since it's not there yet, my suggestion to Kim is, again, you know, go where the market is. All right, listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Every single day, new episode, stories, tips, more questions and answers, ongoing dialogue throughout the year as people launch their projects, grow their projects. I'm excited to hear what happens, and I hope you'll continue to join me. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.